Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Chof Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, beginning of Aloha Dalet, which is in Daf Chof Aleph on Beis towards the bottom. So the Mishnah. Lo Yikov Odom Shvoi Feresh Shel Beitzo. A person should not open up, make a hole in a Shvoi Feresh Shel Beitzo, which means the hollow part of an egg. Take the peel of the egg, make a hole in it, V'imalena Shemen, and then fill this peel of the egg with oil. Then you'll put it on top of a candle. Candle means the vessel where you have the oil of the candle. And you'll allow the oil to drip from the egg that is perforated, the egg that has a hole in it. There'll be oil dripping from that egg into the candle. Afilu hi shecheres. Even if that egg is not a real egg, even if the egg is made out of clay, as we'll see, even though it's most, it's something which is disgusting, people will not touch it on Shabbos, it's still usher to put it there. We'll see in the Gemara the reason why. If Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutter. Im chibra ha-yoytzer mitchilo mutter. If originally the way the candle was built is with this egg connected to it, so it's considered to be one kli, then it's mutter. Lo yem leo domes akar o shemen v'yitin v'tzad aner. Now, a similar case, just a little different. You should not fill up a bowl full of oil, and you'll put it next to the candle. Here it's not dripping, here it's soaking, meaning the wick is soaking the oil from the other vessel. You should not do that. The oil has to be in the same vessel of the candle. Continues the Mishnah of Beis Amudalef. Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says it's all mutter. So the one explains a little bit. Lama, what's the reason? It says there are two explanations. It's either one of these two explanations. Either pshat is because he didn't start to use every drop. Every drop that comes in is a new hadlaka. Now, we learned in the previous perek that according to Beisila, I don't care if the drop didn't start, because as long as the person is not doing malacha on Shabbos, it's okay. Says Reb Chaim, of course, that's mitzad, the iker malacha deraiso. But here it's because it's michze kemave. It looks like you're lighting, even though you're not actually lighting, but because the drop is dripping into the candle on Shabbos, it looks like he's lighting. But if it was made out of clay, so explains Reb Chaim, then it makes it butter because it's so mos, so a person is not going to get close to it and consider it to be already one kli to begin with. Or, says the Gemara, Shemishka V'yari, maybe a different reason. The reason is, because maybe someone's going to come and take a little bit of the oil out of the egg, because it's a separate vessel. He's not going to realize that oil is being used for the candle. So he's going to take the oil out, but taking the oil out is causing a kibbutz, is causing the fire, the candle, to extinguish, because he's taking away the fuel, and that's going to be an iser, at least the iser derabanan, of mechabe. Says the Gemara, Ma nafik min b'nei. What's the between the two explanations? Hands kuko dikloin. It's small vessels made out of the deck, made out of a palm tree, which are completely sealed. In Tamar, Mishum Shlohutcha b'chol tipo. If you want to tell me, the problem is that it drops, the next drop did not start yet. Harilohutcha b'chol tipo v'tipo. And then you still have this problem even when the vessel is sealed. In Tamar Shlohishka v'yare, ayinu shokheach omar. The problem is maybe he's going to forget and take oil out of it. Here it's sealed, it cannot reach the oil. So the Gemara, chibra yoytze mitchilo motor pishu kli echot. If the yoytze connected it, it's considered to be one kli, and then it's considered to be one candle, and therefore it's fine. So the Gemara says, what's the reason that it's okay? Shani shkul echot, it's all considered to be one. So according to both explanations, either because lo hutcha b'chol tipo, it's considered to be hutcha because it's one kli, or because the person is not going to take the oil out of it because it's clearly part of the candle. So the Gemara, tanim chibur besid oy begifsus, meaning the yoytze didn't do it, but the owner put it together with tar or a different type of glue, yoys, that's fine. So the Gemara, the abyuta kedayit here, abyuta that said you could do it goes to shitosur. The abyuta omer mashka tefei chibur, meaning the abyuta in the Mishnah said that you could connect the candle. You said he could use this candle and have the egg dripping into it. Why is Abudah holding that way? Because Abudah holds a mashke tefei chibur, that water which is still moist, which is still you could get wet from it, is considered to be a connection. So the oil which is dripping from the egg to the candle, that's the connection between the two and makes it into one. Ketuz the Gemara, it says, Tani psilo achas, you have one wick, b'shtei kois, and two cups, b'shtei karos, and two bowls, b'shtei tabchui, and two baskets, asur, as we learned in the Mishnah, b'shtei matir, b'shtei b'shtei pichas, b'shtei kedaite, b'shtei mashke tofei achibur, when you have oil, which is liquid, it connects with the two, and it's considered to be one, and when it's one, everybody agrees that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Halacha is like the Mishnah, mechabes saner, someone who extinguishes the candle, pnishu misyari pni goyim, is afraid of goyim, pni listim, thieves, pni ruach ra, he has a ruach ra, bad spirit that jumps on him, and he has to extinguish the fire because of that, or mishul ha-choyli shehishon, to help the sick to fall asleep, potter, in all these cases, potter, we'll see in the Gemara that because of these cases, they have sakotas nefashis, so not only it's potter, it's actually mutter. Someone who cares about the candle, which is the vessel where you have the oil and the wick. He cares about the oil, he cares about the wick, and that's why he's extinguishing the fire, he's chayav. Rabbi says, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because it's called melocha shein tzricho legufo. You're extinguishing the fire to save the oil. Extinguishing the fire to save the vessel. That's a melacha shein tzricho legufo. I don't need to actually extinguish the fire. I just need the result. It's not a direct thing from your melacha. Except when he cares about the wick, that then when he extinguishes the fire, it's considered to be direct because oisepechem, it creates coal. As he's extinguishing the fire, he makes the wick into coal, which is makes it more usable. Says the Gemara, Mechabes the Bnei Mishu B'Yisrael, Pnei Goyim explains the Gemara, Mav Shmuel by Yitzchok, Pnei Goyim Shel Sakana, because of the danger. The Goyim are going to kill the Jews, they have candles. Chaim brings, what the Gemara says in the Bavli, Yom Edom is the day of the celebration of the Goyim, where they don't allow people to light candles, except in the place of the Zohar. Pnei Listim Shel Sakana, the thieves also, it's a Sakara's the Fash, they're going to kill someone. So says the Gemara, you talk about a sakar as the fascia, so the chobis and beis, nit ni mutter. Why does the Mishnah say that it's potter? You're not chayav. According to this, it's mutter. Of course, sakar as the fascia. Says the Gemara, Rabbi born in the kisu, shall be, si bechalina mutter. They said, yeah, the correct use should be mutter. Says the Gemara now, ma bin a matzah mi masha benir, ma bin a matzah masha bazais. Meaning, Rabbi says that if I'm extinguishing the fire to save the oil, so then it's fine, it's melacha shein tzricho legufo. And if I squeeze a olive to take out the oil, it's also. Why is it also? I'm squeezing the olive and enjoying the oil. Why is that a melacha shein tzricho legufo? So the Gemara Rabbon in the Kisu, Mishav Shila, the Yanve, lo doime amatzah begufo shepsilo, le matzah chutz begufo shepsilo. The Gemara says, according to this explanation, that when you're matzah begufo shepsilo, meaning, when I'm doing a melacha, the thing itself is not called melacha shein tzricho legufo. So yes, the olive and the oil are two things, but because they're together in one food, except to be one, is similar to touching the psila itself, which Rabbi Yossi holds as asr. So the one Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Shtem, and Rudover Echot. They both say the same thing, meaning the same way Rabbi Yossi holds melacha shein tzricho legufo potter, Rabbi Shimon holds the same thing. That he's acting with, he needs the actual wick when he extinguishes the fire. You have to do a melacha that you benefit from the dover itself and not something else that comes from it. So the more means, what do you mean you're enjoying the actual ptilo? When the kisser blows with shamchino, she can shamashi umunim mecharkinlen kemoit temo vesar visharon lo hischarach. Meaning, the shamashi umunim, The apprentice of the craftsman, that's how they create. How do they create the coal? They extinguish the fire from the candle and then it becomes black and they can use it. So you're actually, by extinguishing, creating here something in the psila itself. And the more brings a rayo, that when you make it a little black, they extinguish the fire, that coal that comes out is called loshon chiruch, because the pasuk says, v'se'ar v'she'en lo yischarech, that the air did not get burned. Ma'al mecharchin lin, what does it mean to mecharich? Mefasasin lin means to singe it, to touch a lube with a fire. Second one, Tamatanin, we learned over there, called mekalkalim p'turim chutz min ha-mavir v'min ha-yis ha-chabur. Usually someone does something which ruins it, he's not fixing, he's ruining it, so he is potter, except by havara, when your person lights a fire and he's burning something, he's chayav, even though he's ruining it. And ha-yis ha-chabur is someone who's causing a blemish to somebody else. As Reb Chaim brings, we learn from the psukim that these are chayiv even mekilku. Meaning, you talk about a kilku that there's no benefit at all. He's ruining something, he's causing a blemish, and there's no benefit. It's also, a person is chayav on that. Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, no. There needs to be some tikkun. Yes, he's burning, causing a burn, but he needs the ashes. He's causing a blemish, but he needs the blood. So, we have a mishnah arguing Rabbi Yochanan. If his ox went and light a fire and burned the grain on Shabbos, he's chayav. For who should get the gadish Shabbos potter? But if he light the gadish, he's potter from paying. Why? Because he's chayav miso on lighting the grain. Show should get the gadish Shabbos chayav. When an ox lights the fire, he's doing it for not for the purpose of lighting. The ox doesn't have das. Doesn't know what he's doing. Mashma, that even that he is the same thing, that he lit the fire even with no need. So you see, even melacha she'ein tzurich legufo, meaning something you have no benefit at all, you still chayav miso, and that's why he's potter to appear on the Kaddish. And what it says, maybe you'll tell me there's a difference between shoygig and mezid. No, we learn tani kolam ischayav binafshoy shoygig mevi chatos. Anything that you chayav mezid, shoygig mevi chatos. So there's no difference. Whenever you're not chayav miso, you're not chayav chatos. So the same way by chatos, you don't say you chayav if unless there's some tzayuch according to Rabbi Yochanan. The same thing should be by miso. And just the Gemara of Chanan Yobrida of Hillel me'achar. We're using him chayav girso me'achar she'ilu tzayuch chayav ischayav binafshoy. Yes, you're right. Really, there's no chi of misa when a person does something shelo tzorich klal. But if you would be letzorich, would be chayav misa. So even now that he's doing shelo letzorich, he's also potter from paying. Because the rule of kim lebed ravini means that a person is always judged in the higher level of punishment. So if he has death and money, he only gets the death and not the money. But the rule is that even if he's not chayav death, because he did it b'shoyge, because he did it in a lower level, he did shloy tzorich, because the potential can have death is also potter for money. How do we know that? So the Gemara brings the pasuk, minado, ma'ke be'im ishal meno, ma'ke odom yumus. Person who hits an animal needs to pay. Person who hits a person and kills him has to die. Ma'ke be'im aluchilakta be'boyo b'nshoyge le'mezid le'chayav emomen. By an animal, regardless if it was done b'shoyge, b'mezid, you have to pay, because odom mu'ad lo'ilo. So I've made a deal with the chalaka ben shoygig with daf chavgim udalef ben mezid lefotcha momoin. Doesn't matter if he did it ben shoygig or ben mezid, he's always potter from paying because it's a chayve miso. Chayve miso shoygigim. You're not getting miso, but you're still potter ben atashlomi. That's how the Gemara and the Sugis Kim and the Bavli brings it as well. So when it says same thing over here, if you do it letzoyrech, so then you chayve miso. So when a person does a shalay letzoyrech, even though it's not chayve miso, he's still potter from paying. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Chof Beis.